I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump told reporters departing White House counsel Don McGahn is an excellent guy for whom he has a lot of affection. The White House counsel has been criticized by Mr. Trump's allies for extensive cooperation with Special Counsel Robert Mueller, who is seeking to determine whether the president obstructed justice in the probe of connections between Trump's election campaign and Russia. Trump said McGahn, who served as the real estate mogul's lawyer during a successful run for the presidency in 2016, before assuming the top White House legal post, will leave after overseeing the inside Washington campaign to win Senate confirmation next month of the federal appellate court judge to the U.S. Supreme Court. President Trump Wednesday said he sees no reason to spend a lot of money on military exercises with South Korea, a day after his defense secretary, Jim Mattis, said there are no plans to suspend any more exercises, seen as a concession to encourage Pyongyang to denuclearize. In remarks Wednesday, Mr. Trump also leveled some of the blame for the lack of progress at China.
I think part of the North Korean problem is caused by our trade disputes with China. China's been taking out about $500 billion a year from the United States for many years, and we can't let that happen.
Mr. Trump suspended major exercises following his June summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, drills the North has denounced as a prelude to invasion. Iran's supreme leader has told the nation's president and cabinet to work day and night to resolve economic problems that have put President Hassan Rouhani under unprecedented political pressure. Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei issued the instruction in a Wednesday meeting with President Rouhani and the cabinet, according to Khamenei's website. Iran's currency hit a record low against the dollar last month as it faced the prospect of renewed U.S. financial sanctions. This is VOA News. The United States has expressed growing concern over a pending assault by pro-government forces in Syria on the last remaining major rebel stronghold in northwest Idlib province. Heather Nauert is a State Department spokesperson.
What we are concerned about is not just a potential chemical weapons attack, but we're concerned about the threat, any kind of escalation of violence in Idlib. That would put civilians and civilian infrastructure in Idlib at risk.
An estimated 700,000 more Syrians could be made homeless as a result of an assault on the province bordering Turkey. The U.S. said it has discussed the matter at several levels with the Russian government, which backs the Bashar al-Assad regime in Damascus. South Sudanese rebel leader Riek Machar is expected to sign a final peace deal with President Salva Kiir's government this Thursday to end the five-year civil war after first refusing to do so. Earlier, Machar and the South Sudan Opposition Alliance said that they refused to sign the draft because it had not spelled out the number of states South Sudan will have or their boundaries. It is unclear whether the other opposition groups will sign that deal. Memorial services honoring the late Senator John McCain began Wednesday in Arizona. It's the western state he represented in Congress for more than 30 years. His coffin arrived at the rotunda of the Arizona State Capitol in Phoenix, where family, friends, and former colleagues gathered for a short ceremony. Speakers at that ceremony included the state's governor and a U.S. Senator Jeff Flake. Flake offered his remarks in the form of a prayer, noting McCain's ability to work with those whom he often disagreed. And following that service, the public was invited to pay its respects. On Thursday, a public memorial service is taking place in Phoenix with members of McCain's family, along with friends and officials from Arizona, and he'll lie in state at the U.S. Capitol in Washington on Friday after another ceremony honoring his life and his government service. Chelsea Manning, the former U.S. soldier who transferred classified information to WikiLeaks, may be banned from entering Australia for an upcoming speaking tour. The organizer of Manning's tour says she has received a notice from the government that it is considering canceling the visa. Under Australian law, all non-citizens can be barred from entering the country if they fail to meet the criteria to pass a character test. Manning, a former U.S. Army intelligence analyst, was sentenced to 35 years in prison in 2013 for releasing more than 700,000 secret military documents, battlefield videos, and diplomatic cables to the anti-secrecy website. Her sentence was commuted by President Barack Obama before he left office in 2017. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.